You are listening to Sibling Jabber, episode 31. Welcome back. I'm Roy.
I'm Danielle.
How are you, Danielle?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
Great to hear. I'm doing well, too. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Hey, since we were off last week, except for that little Shazam review we had, what were you thinking about the Joker trailer that came out? Because I know we were going to talk about it last week. So let's talk about it right now at the start.
Okay. So my initial reaction to like the first image was that I really thought that Joaquin Phoenix was supposed to be in it, but that looks like the guy from Modern Family. I can't remember what that guy's name is right now, but something, is it Ed Burnell or something like that?
You're talking about the main father, right? The, with the boy and the two daughters, Joey Balladin's husband.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But other than that, Ty Burrell, that's his name. But other than that, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to see it.
You said you don't?
No. It's a dark, I mean, and it's supposed to be, that's the way the character's written, but it's a dark movie and I don't care to see it.
That surprises me. Usually you like those, like, you know, the psychological kind of movies.
Yes, but so here's my fear. There's a line between understanding where someone's coming from and making it look okay. And I'm worried that this movie is going to cross that line. Like, if you look at Maleficent, you understand where she came from, but it also like went through the story and fixed it. She had redeemable qualities that turned up in the end. Spoiler alert. But usually when they do villain, I don't know, movies about a villain, like specifically about a villain, typically there's, I mean, maybe it's just because I watch family ones, but typically they're redeemable qualities. And this one, I mean, and the I'm not making any full sentences right now. The graphic novel about the Joker's origin story is extremely dark and whatnot. So I understand that the movie would be the same way. My fear is that they'll put just enough in so that people are like, the Joker's the best. Why do people hate him? Like, you know what I mean? Am I making sense?
Yeah, they're going to try and kind of make him a good person.
Yeah, well,
like a good villain.
A bad guy. No, because if you're disturbed, the people will sympathize with.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't know. I did not get any of that from the trailer, but not saying that it's not going to be there. I didn't go that in depth with the trailer, so I wasn't interested because it's Joker. Because I don't want to know Joker's origin. he shouldn't have an origin because it makes it better. Once you give him an origin, then it kind of ruins it. But
So,
what?
how that doesn't make sense to me.
He for the majority of the comics, he never had an origin. And
Okay.
so it just makes it mysterious. Like, you don't know who he is, and you
Okay.
don't know why he got that way. And so your mind starts filling up of all these possible different things. And anything that any kind of story that they're going to tell you will not be able to meet your expectations about how Joker ended up becoming the Joker, how he ended up so messed up and the way he is. I just don't think they're going to be able to meet that expectation. Now, if you take the Joker part out of it and you tell me this is just a movie about some guy not becoming the Joker, just becoming whatever he becomes, then I think the movie seems interesting. So that's my
I don't
take on it.
know. I think because so I've been battling with my thoughts and my morals and whatnot based solely on my friend. I mean, and I am too. I'm very fascinated in like psychological profiling and whatnot, and
Right.
my friend is very much into like serial killers, and she like as in she studies them, she reads articles about them, she watches documentaries about them.
So she doesn't like go on dates with them, like blind dates and stuff.
I mean, if she could, she probably would. I'm not lying. But there's a movie coming out about Jeffrey Dahmer. No, not Jeffrey Dahmer. Is it Jeffrey Dahmer? With Zac Efron in it. And ever since I found that out, at first my reaction was like, oh, cool. I kind of want to go see that. But then as soon as that thought hit my mind, I was like, do I want to go? Like, should we be making movies about people and like, I mean, I don't know how this movie is going to turn out because it's not out yet, but should we be making movies about these terrible people to like immortalize them?
Right, I got where you're going.
So, and I know the Joker's not real, but like it just kind of meshes in with all those like, he doesn't have redeemable qualities. Should we be like having a movie focusing on him?
Right.
So.
And yeah, like it just like you said, it just opens up that can of worms where everybody's gonna start thinking, oh, okay, yeah, I can see why he ended up that way. I feel for him, I understand, that's how he should have ended up. And then
And
that
you
just
can't, I mean, but
goes on
empathizing.
into the real world, like, oh, well, he killed all those people, but well, you gotta understand, it's because of this.
Well, and there's a line because
Right.
I kind of pride myself, not pride myself, but I feel like I'm fairly good at empathizing and understanding where people are coming from, even bad people. Like, I'm that person who our father had terrible road rage, right? And we would be in the car and he'd be like, why is this person going so slow? Do they not know that what's going on? And I'd be that person going, Dad, you don't know what their life is like right now. Like maybe they're having a really bad day, or like, but like I think that there's a difference between understanding how a criminal became a criminal and justifying it. And I think that the movie might justify it. Like people will be like, oh, well,
Right.
now it completely makes sense. He can go kill whoever he wants to. And that's not okay. It's okay to understand that people are people and this is what happened and we need to learn from it.
Right. It's
Like
good to
I'm
understand and
talking like
learn
he's a
from.
real person now, but but like it's important for us to understand that all of our actions towards other people create consequences.
Right.
However, it's not okay to justify somebody's criminal activity because of those consequences. I don't know.
Exactly.
Anywho.
And there's our 10-minute rant on a 2-minute trailer.
Just got real, like you had to bring it up
it
first.
Got real.
It just got real serious, real fast.
Well, let's lighten things up here. I don't know if you saw in the news today, big news. Disney reveals their launch day and the pricing for their Disney Plus subscription that they're going to come out with.
Ooh.
It will come out November 12th is their release date. And it will be $6.99 a month. Or if you would like to subscribe for the entire year at once, it will be $69.99. So basically $7 a month or $70 for the year if you want. $70 for the year would give you 2 free months of it. So price-wise, they're kicking Netflix butt on this one. They're going to have pretty much anything that any Disney show or movie that has ever been. Almost all of Pixar's movies, almost all of the Star Wars movies, almost all of the Marvel movies, and they're going to add more in the second year. But the first year, they'll have pretty much most of that stuff all on there already. And they're going to spend about $1.5 billion the first year on making new original content, new shows, new movies, new specials, new behind-the-scenes footage of movie premieres and whatnot. And it was like, for an example, a show they're going to do. You ever hear of the Marvel What If comics?
No.
No. It would be like, what if, I don't know, what if Wolverine ended up being the Incredible Hulk instead of Bruce Banner? And then they would just do a story about that. So they're going to do a animated series on the What If stories. And they will continue, eventually they will continue once they have the full rights to it, the Marvel shows that are on Netflix right now that have been stopped, put to an end. So eventually they'll have pretty much everything. Oh, it's even going to have, did I say Fox? It's going to have Fox, not everything from Fox, but it's going to have a lot of Fox shows and movies that first year since Disney ended up buying Fox. And also National Geographic content too.
So will they do ABC too? Because they own ABC.
You know, it didn't really say much about ABC. From what I could see, it said that they're going to try and keep some of their adult content that's on Hulu. They're going to try and keep it on Hulu for now since they're part owners of Hulu. So I'm guessing that's where the ABC stuff is going to stay for now, is on the Hulu subscription. Because they don't want to take everything off of Hulu and put on Disney, and then they want to buy Hulu. So they want to get the best of both worlds. They want everybody to get Disney, but don't get away from Hulu, though, if you already have Hulu. Don't stop paying for that. So in their world, they want you to have Netflix, Hulu. Well, they don't want you to have Netflix, but, you know, I don't think this will take too many people away from Netflix. I think it'll just be an added service for most people.
Yeah.
Are you interested in the Disney Plus service? It's called Disney Plus. Are you interested in their service?
Interested as in I'm going to get it? No. But if I had it, would I watch it? Probably.
I'm interested to see. I mean, I know they're not going to. But in the back of my head, I have this little hope that their 3D content will be on there and I'll be able to just stream or download a 3D movie. And I would
probably not
be so in if they did that.
I think the biggest thing that interests me is that they will be doing new things for
the original content.
Yeah. Like, I already heard that one of their new movies that they're going to do is, like, I think I read Vanessa Hudgens is going to be in it, and she's like Santa Claus or some kind of Christmas movie. And I was like, oh, I would totally watch that. And then I saw that it was just going to be on Disney Plus, and I was like, oh, guess not.
You're not going to fork out the $7?
No,
No.
that's okay. I can pass and watch a different Christmas movie.
right. In Oregon, officers made a house call on Tuesday. A woman called in and reported that someone was in the bathroom in the house she was in. She was actually in her nephew's house. It was daylight, and they heard a noise coming from the bathroom. They went to go check on it. They said they couldn't get in because the door was locked, and they were afraid, so they called the cops. There's a 911 tape of it that you could listen to if you are so inclined to. And so the woman calls for the cops to come to their house. They get there soon after. They spend 10 minutes searching around the house and making several announcements to the suspect that's in the bathroom to please exit. They have their guns, they're ready, they're at the door. No response in these 10 minutes. The officers hear the noise. They see the shadow. The lady actually, when she made her 911 call, said she sees a shadow moving around in the bathroom. And so the police finally announced, if you don't get out, we've got our canine with us. Our canine, we're going to let our canine go in, and it's going to attack you and bite you. No answer yet. They breached the bathroom door, and who is the robber that's there? I'll give you two guesses of who's performing the robbery in this house.
Oh, I only need one.
Ah, did you know this one?
I do. The
Go ahead. What was it?
Roomba.
Yeah, the robotic vacuum cleaner. Once they get in, they realize it's a vacuum cleaner that's sweeping up the floor. And if there's body cam footage of this you can watch where the police gets in and goes, I see our suspect there. And then you can see the robot there, the robot vacuum cleaner. They even posted it on their Facebook webpage, a picture of the Romba robotic vacuum and a big wanted, most wanted sign that's over the picture.
But see, here's the thing. I feel like the criticism is going to this woman for calling the police. However, the police were in her house and still thought somebody was in her bathroom. So, in her defense, multiple people thought there was somebody in her bathroom, not just her. I'm just saying, like,
I
she's
wasn't
not all that
criticizing her.
crazy. I didn't say you were.
Oh,
I said people, like including that picture that says whatever. Like people are going to be like, "Oh, what a dumb woman who called the cops to get a Roomba out of her bathroom." But like the cops were there and also were like, "Somebody's in this bathroom," or else they wouldn't have been like, "Come out, we've got our canine."
yeah. They should have just called
So,
me. I would have known.
yeah, I'm sure.
Right,
A group of cops didn't know, but you would know. You got
right.
this.
Yeah, see?
Boy.
Well, a big trend over in Europe now is fining people for littering. It's all over England and all the different cities there. It's read in Germany, Netherlands. People are getting fined anywhere from 50 euros up to 300 euros from what I've read in all these various articles. And it depends on where you're doing the littering and what you are doing. If you just litter like a typical like piece of paper in a lot of them, it might just be the $50 fine or whatever their lowest fine is, up to possibly that one that I read that was $300 was for chewing gum, littering chewing gum. Do you think we need to start enacting this in the States here?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it's already illegal to litter here.
Yeah, but I guess it was illegal pretty much everywhere, but they are full on enforcing it now. They are not giving warnings. They're not doing anything like that. They see something done, they go and grab them and give them their fine, write up their fine.
Yeah, I don't understand people who litter. Like, I get it if you like throw a banana peel out, 'cause that's biodegradable,
Right,
and
like food,
also
yeah.
it's not going to kill people or not going to kill animals if they eat it. But like, so I went on this retreat for work, and we took a bunch of youth and we drove to crap. I can't, like to
Somewhere.
somewhere. Somewhere, Ohio borders some state, and it was right there. Anywho, I know that there's litter in in Pittsburgh, in Pennsylvania, but the amount of litter when we drove through Ohio was insane. Like, literal bags and cups and shoes and like foam from I don't know what, like everywhere, everywhere. And I don't know, maybe because companies here like adopt highways and clean them up, and maybe they don't do that in Ohio, but everywhere it was disgusting and so mind-blowing. Like, why can you not just hold on to it until your next rest stop or until like you get out of your car? I just don't understand why you would like open up your window and like throw a bag of garbage
Yeah.
out. It makes no sense to me.
And if you notice that it's you typically worse on when you're on a highway on exits for colleges too. I've
I did
noticed
not
that.
notice that,
Yeah, I've
but
noticed driving down highways. You have an exit for a college, usually there's more litter at that exit.
it's insane. Like, I just don't under, yeah, I just don't understand it. Like, I get if you're in a truck and something falls out, I mean,
Right.
try and go back and pick it up, but this was not that. It was like clearly several hundreds of people were throwing out their garbage of their car.
Wow. Yeah, I'm full on board with this too. Except for, I feel like they are not going far enough with the chewing gum. I think chewing gum should be incarceration automatically for at least 1 year.
Really?
Oh yeah, I mean that. Oh, that is my pet peeve. I can't stand it if I'm walking in a parking lot and I step and all of a sudden I got gum on my shoe and I can't get it off and I'm sticking everywhere. So gross and dirty and oh, I can't. I hate it. They should go straight to jail. 1 year at minimum 1 year. It should carry a 1 to 10 year sentence for spitting out chewing gum on out in the world. I don't care if it's in the grass or if it's on the street or sidewalk or where.
I think a year is a little extreme, but
No, minimum at least.
oh
All
my gosh.
right.
Why are you here? Spit out my chewing gum on the sidewalk.
Right, then they'll learn. They
Why
will never do it again.
are you here? Gum fell out of my mouth and I forgot to pick it up.
Don't forget. All right, in Connecticut, it was opening day for baseball season for the high school students. However, they had a problem with the ball field. The field was too wet to play baseball on. So a group of parents got together and decided it would be a good idea to douse the wet baseball field with gas, 24
Oh
gallons of
no.
gasoline to dry it up. But I mean, the gasoline itself isn't going to dry it up. So, what do they have to do? They have to light a match and throw it on the gasoline. So they burn it all off and it'll be nice and dry, right? I mean, it sounds great. So, we have 15 or 20 parents that decided to do this while another 100 parents watched as the chaos went down. The fire ended up going up, had 15 foot high flames that was leaping out into the air and caused an estimated $50,000 worth of damage to the field. They were not able to play the game.
So,
There's video
first
of this as
thought,
well because, I mean, of course there is. There's 100 people watching it, so.
no game is that important that you need to immediately dry up the field and make it happen. Second of all, have their children been taken away? Because any parent who thinks that's a good idea is not smart enough, or not even smart, like not worthy. Like, it's not a good idea for a parent who thinks that's okay to raise a child. That's when people like the Joker come into play. That's a little extreme, but
Yeah, and you're down in my 1 year minimum sentence in jail for gum.
I admitted that it was extreme. I exaggerated,
Well, mine's not
okay?
extreme. I'm not exaggerating at all.
You are. But for real, like, what kind of parents are these? Like, it's so important for my kid to play Let's Light the Field on Fire, and it'll totally dry out the field. Doofuses. Don't you want to go home? Just be like, let's call it, guys.
Apparently not.
Why is the game that important? Did they all have money on it?
I mean, I forgot a key part of the story I did not tell you. It was two rival high schools playing against each other.
I don't care. My goodness. Let
All
them duke it out instead. Let them play on the wet field.
right, well, duke it out, have a
Don't
fight.
light it on fire.
It's okay for them to fight now.
Yes, it is.
Right,
Lighting a field on fire.
we'll move from fire to
Gosh.
water. Europe's first underwater restaurant has recently opened up in Norway. The restaurant is called Under because it has a double meaning. It means under, but in Norwegian, it means wonder. Brunch.
Wonder under, or is it under wonder?
It's the largest underwater restaurant in the world. It's 112 feet long. When you walk in, you step down 40 steps to reach the lower level, which is 16 feet below the surface of the ocean. If you want to have your dinner here with 36 feet wide, with a 36 foot wide window that's 11 feet tall, you better book it now. Because they are already booked until October. 7,000 people have made plans to visit this restaurant already. The cool thing
So,
is,
Miss, what?
scientists are going to use this restaurant in the hours when it's closed so that they can go down and it's going to be their first chance to be able to do long-term studies on small sea creatures since they have that space there.
They're probably super pumped. They're like, yes, finally dinner on the work. Dinner on the company. So, do you have to be certified to scuba dive to go under then?
No, the
To go to
entrance
the
is above
restaurant?
water. You it looks
Oh, I missed
it, it
that.
looks pretty cool. There's a walkway from the land that goes maybe 20 feet into the beginning of the ocean there, the little bay. And then you have a building that's sticking out of the water that looks like a half-submerged boat. So it's tilted. So the walkway goes
Okay.
to that building, and you immediately start proceeding down those 40 steps to go
Gotcha.
16 feet under. You don't like
I was like,
seafood, do you?
6 feet. Oh no.
No.
Wait, is this a
Would you?
seafood restaurant?
Well, I'm sure they have other food too, but I'd imagine that their main attraction would be seafood, their main,
That
food.
is
It
sick.
says, yeah, it says they
That is
plan
like eating beef in the middle of
watching
a
the
cow
cows. That would be
field.
so cool.
Ew.
Hey, buddy, hey,
No,
buddy. Hey, is
it's
this your
so
brother I'm
wrong.
meeting over here?
That is so wrong. Oh my gosh,
It's just the
that's
restaurant
so
plan.
wrong.
They plan to serve fish, meat, and other dishes from around the area.
That's so wrong.
Oh,
I
and
can't get on board with that.
by the way, the cheapest meal will cost. Go ahead, take a guess.
$5,000.
Whoa, holy crap. Who's going to that
I
restaurant? Five,
don't
talking about over exaggerating.
know.
$206,
$18.
200, 5,000 now. Okay, $18. Yeah, real close now. $260.
Oh, who could pay that much for food? You kidding
Hey,
me?
I'm saying that's expensive. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's more than expensive. That's like an entire car payment. Like, oh, honey, I'm sorry, we can either pay our car off this month or we could go eat one night at this restaurant and not even both of us. We have to buy one meal and split it.
Well, that's what
Like,
it's either it's for two different people. It's for rich people and it's for people that not poor people but middle class that save up to do a nice trip. They want to go to Norway, or if they live in Norway, they want to go visit that area and have a nice dinner, you know? It's like going to a real expensive, you know, to like an expensive steakhouse. You're gonna end up spending that much money.
what?
Oh yeah.
I think people who spend that much money on a meal are insane. Insane. I can't even imagine spending $200 on one meal. Like, do you not eat for the entire week because you're just know you're spending so much money on food? Or, like, I don't even spend $200 on food for 2 months, like on groceries. Like, what? It blows my
Put a
mind.
little bit of money away every day, every month, whatever.
But
Save up for a
I'm
year or
not
two.
even. But why is my question?
So you can go eat with the
Why?
fish.
Is the food really that good that you're like,
It's mostly
yes,
experience.
let's blow this money on food? But like now I'm talking steakhouse even. Is the food, is that steak really so good that you're like, yes, I'm gonna blow $200 for one steak for one night?
I have to say, I had a meal one time that was, I don't know, I'm going to call it $100. I don't know. It might have been $80. I don't know. I'll just say 100 just for the heck of it. One time we were on vacation. I wanted to go there. It's Shula's Steakhouse, Don Shula, who used to coach the Miami Dolphins, the coach that's won the most football games in the history of football. So I was all on board, excited for this, went there. It was the best meal I've ever eaten. It was fantastic. Would I go there more often? Heck no. But for going there one time, it was worth it. It was great. Good experience.
I mean, I like food, but I can't even imagine.
It's not for you. You're not the kind
No,
of person they're catering to.
it is definitely not, as I am not anywhere near the person they are catering to.
All right, last thing on our list here. If you are a woman who speaks
Check.
German,
Not check.
if you are, then congratulations. You may qualify for a new study that is paying female participants thousands of dollars to lie in bed for 2 months straight. That's right. NASA, along with the European Space Agency, they've decided to get together and research how to counteract the negative effects of microgravity on the bodies of astronauts. Because astronauts go up into space and they are told that most of their day should be spent exercising so that they can counteract the effects of weightlessness, of the, you know, the anti-gravity, no gravity. And so they want to research this and try and figure out how better to deal with it. So they're paying, and this is going on over in Germany. So that's why you have to be able to speak German because the researchers, scientists are all German. And it would
And live
be,
in Germany.
you don't have to live in Germany, no.
But you have to get yourself to Germany.
Right. It'll take place in the
Okay.
German Aerospace Center in Cologne between September and December of this year. Non-smoking, ages 24 to, you have to be between 24 and 55, and you will be paid $19,000 to lie in bed for 60 days. A team will prepare meals for you. They would be prepared by a new nutritionist and brought to you. You will be doing your showering, your eating, and bathroom, all from the comfort of your slightly downward inclined bed.
So can you like sit up in bed or do you like have to lay down the whole
I
time?
think you have to lay down the whole time.
That would be difficult. I don't think I could do that.
I mean, it's slightly inclined. Don't forget that. I don't know how
Yeah, but
slight.
I had the flu for a week. Not even for a week. I had the flu for 4 days and was so exhausted that I physically felt like I could not get off the couch. Yet I still got off the couch because I couldn't sit on it any long, lay on it any longer. Like I couldn't handle it. Like
The real question is, will they have Disney Plus and Netflix available for you?
yeah, so that's a given. They've got to. The
I'd hope
question
so.
is, are they going to take it out of your $19,000 for you to
For
get
your subscription.
it? Yeah. And who's going to plant the TV on the ceiling so that you can
Right.
watch it?
Pointed slightly upward for your incline.
And will you be getting $200 meals that are sent to you?
I doubt it. They might be nice meals though by a nutrient nu oh, I can't say that word. Nutritionist.
Nutritious.
Nutritious meals. Well, that's all we got for our news. We are going to do a new segment this week. It's called I Need a Hero because we are going to have a story, one for each of us, about someone who was our hero for this week in the news. So I hope you're ready for it. I need a hero.
Everyone's a hero in their own way. You and mostly me and you.
Let me start it off here since it's a new one. My hero for this week is a 12-year-old boy named Monty Scott. The reason he's my hero is nobody knew this. His mom didn't know. Nobody knew. He decided that since his mom hit a pothole, and there's a ton of potholes near his house, she hit a pothole and ended up having to spend about $700 to get her car repaired. He was going to go out and start filling the potholes since the government is not doing it. So he went out, filled buckets with dirt from his own yard, took a shovel, his buckets full of dirt, and went out up and down the street and filled 15 potholes on a street. It even got back to the governor, who her grand motto for when she became was becoming governor was fixing potholes. And what it was that she said is fix the damn roads. That was what her motto was for when she was running for governor. And since she wasn't fixing the damn roads, Monte decided to go out and fix them himself and filled up all those potholes. It was a big Facebook sensation. His video was seen over 52,000 times in the first day. And the governor actually ended up giving him a call and thanking him for it too. That's my hero for the week because I wish I had people doing that here by my house.
That's really not the definition of a hero.
Yeah, I look up to this boy, 12 years old, and he
Well,
decided to take
yes.
it into his own hands and
You
go out and make a
correct.
difference and fix things that nobody was fixing.
But you said he's my hero because I wish I had people around me that were like that. A hero is someone you look up to because you want to be like them.
Well, I do want to be like that.
Yeah, that was like the laziest answer I've ever heard in my entire life. Oh man, look at those
I
guys
wish we
do
had
good.
more heroes
I wish
around
we had
here.
more people around me that lived around me that were
Yeah,
like
where are these heroes around me? Come on, people. I can't be a hero. Someone's got to
that.
do it for me.
Oh my God. Well, we have something in kind of common
All right.
because my hero is actually a group of teenagers. So they're both kids,
No, I thought you were
youth.
going to say because you wanted people like that to live near you too.
Well, No, I mean, yes, but no. I mean, I want to be like that too, but so there are five teenage boys from Caldwell, Idaho, who were driving in their car, in one of their cars, to just hang out and play some basketball. And as they were driving, the driver saw an elderly man fall to the ground. The driver, Isaac Hernandez, says that when he saw the man hit the sidewalk, he immediately hit the brakes, and he and his friends got out of the car and ran over to check on the man. So they helped him back on his feet. They asked him if he was okay. Then they helped him. This group of five teenage boys at that, helped him to back to his house.
Whoa.
Just saying. I'm just saying. They helped him back to his house. They escorted him inside the house, and then they proceeded to clean his wounds for him. This was all caught, well, minus the indoor stuff, because somebody else happened to be driving along in front of them, saw the man fall in her rearview mirror, and when she turned her car around to check on him, she saw that the boys were already by his side. So she took pictures of it and shared it on Facebook and was just like giving a shout out to the teenagers for being awesome and helping this guy.
Nice, I
So,
love it.
group of five teenage boys, super awesome.
To be honest, I'm way more like your heroes than my hero. That that's more of something that I would do, because to me it's more like instinct. You see that happen, you go and you help them out and do as much as you can to help the person out. Whereas I'd see these stupid potholes every day in the work, and never am I like, one of these days I'm going to take some time out of my day to go fill these potholes.
See,
No, that's not going to happen.
I just don't have the skill to do that. I could fill the potholes with like plastic Easter eggs, but that wouldn't do
Driving
much.
over them,
Really
crunch. People are gonna think they're breaking stuff. I mean, they are, but
like bags of Hershey Kisses? I don't know. Talk about littering. Like that would not be helpful. I could fill it with chewing gum, just chew on it all day long, spitting all of it into the
lifetime in jail.
pothole. Yeah, I mean, I think something that I liked the Teenage Boys story because for me, I'm probably less likely, like, I don't know what I would have done in that situation because I am less likely. If I'm in my car and see something, it's so much easier just to drive by, you
Right.
know? If I'm walking and I see something happen, for sure I'd go help. But like when you're in the car, you're wholly removed from the situation.
Right.
Your
It's like you're
teams, you're
not there.
wholly
It's like you're watching it on TV.
right.
To be
And then
honest.
in you can also make so many more excuses for yourself,
Oh,
like
right.
I can't just pull over or like
To be honest, I'm the person that typically, in a situation like that, when I need to see someone that needs help or pulled off to the side or whatever, and then I've always been like this, so it's not like that I'm getting old or anything. I drive by, and it takes me a second to think like, oh, they need help. And as I'm past them already, I'm like, I should have helped them. Ah, oh, crap, I should help them. And then I got to find a spot to turn around. So I pull off, turn around, and drive back.
Yeah.
That's usually how it works for me. All
I've
right.
pulled over my car before for like dogs.
Like lost
But I don't
dogs?
know. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know that I've ever. No,
Or just
just
like
dogs.
dogs. You're talking. Oh, dude, I want to
Dogs
pet that
that
dog.
I want to kidnap. Dog nap. Dogs that I just want to praise or pet. Yeah. I don't know that I've ever had, but maybe I have, and I just don't wasn't paying close enough attention. Had the experience that I witnessed of somebody I could help by pulling over.
Yeah. All right. Well, good heroes. Thank you to our heroes. Hopefully we can strive to become like you. And everybody else too.
Now just the people around us.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully our neighbors become like you guys. All right, it's time for IMD birthdays.
Today is your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Birthday time. Hit it.
Okay, what am I hitting?
The birthday beat.
I'm like the worst person to tell to give a beat. Okay. So our birthday, oopsies, press the wrong button. So the first birthday is Bokeem Woodbine, who is he was in Spider-Man Homecoming. He plays Herman Schultz. And he's in the Unsolved, the Murders of Tupac and Notorious B.I.G., that TV series.
Never saw it.
And he was also in, he's also in The Rock, which I know you love.
Oh, is he?
Sergeant. Yeah, he was Sergeant Crisp.
Yeah, I think I do remember him in that. Yeah. It wasn't a very big role.
Well, rude. I'm just kidding. So it is his birthday today.
Happy birthday, Bokeem.
We also have Kyle Howard, who the only sole reason he's not that popular of an actor, sole reason I mention him is because he was in one of my favorite TV shows, which was What I Like About You, which was an Amanda Bynes TV show back in the day.
Didn't you watch My Boys?
I did watch My Boys. He was in that too. Yeah. That was a good show. That didn't last very long.
The only thing I think I've seen him in was that like ABC Family Christmas movie, Holiday in Handcuffs, with Melissa Joan Hart. And
he was in.
Yeah, he had some kind of role in there. Mario Lopez was in it. That was a good ABC Family Christmas movie.
Yeah. He's from Loveland, Colorado. I've been to Loveland, Colorado.
And you didn't see him, huh?
No,
and everybody, didn't. And everybody says it's a small world.
Darn. So sad.
Happy birthday, Kyle.
For another one for you is Glenn Howerton, who is from Always Sunny in Philadelphia. He plays Dennis.
Yes, he's great. The whole show is great.
He's also in Serenity, but TV. I don't recognize his character's name. What?
That's the funniest show on TV.
Always Sunny. Yeah. Well, and it's still going on, correct?
It is. I don't know how.
Because he's also...
Because every show I like that much does not last that long, but somehow that one does.
He's also in another show that's going on right now called AP Bio.
Did that last, though? Kind of crazy. I think that might have gotten canceled.
No, I'm pretty sure it's still on.
Oh, wow. I'm impressed if it is.
I don't know. The years on IMDb says 2018-nothing. So I'm assuming
no
that
death
means...
date.
It always reminds me of that, like... Only it doesn't have a question mark, but it always reminds me of that Boy Meets World episode when they're in college and Cory and Topanga are married and they're in their new apartment, but they like are told that they're not a fun couple anymore. And so he's like, we're going to have a party. And he like makes flyers and it says like no parents allowed. Yeah. And then it's like from 7 p.m. to question mark because we just don't know when the fun's going to stop. Like, oh, that's such a good show.
AP Bio, Second season did premiere March 7th of this year, so it's still going.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
I might have
about.
To check it out. Of course, executive producer is Seth Meyers, and I can't stand him, so.
For a second, I was like, Seth Meyers? Who's that? I know who that is.
Saturday Night Live, The Weekend Update. And now he's got his own talk show, late night talk show.
And lastly, it is also Caroline Ray's birthday, who is an ant. Not like an animal ant, like an insect, but an ant, like a person ant. From Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
With,
okay.
Well, it's a Jen Hart. Connections.
And she did a...
And is now...
She did a Christmas movie, Christmas with the Cranks.
I did not see that movie.
Neither did I.
But,
I just saw she was in it.
So I don't get like kid channels on my TV. But when I stayed at our brother's house, I like tried to watch all the kid channels because I work with kids. So I was like, this is my chance to catch up on all the new kid shows. And so I stayed at his house for a month. And that's like basically what I did. And there's a new show. And I don't know if it's on Disney or Nickelodeon or what it's on, but Caroline Ray is in it and she plays the grandma. And it's so weird to me because like she was the aunt when I was a kid and now she's a grandma. Like,
you're getting old.
It's so weird. It's so weird. Yeah.
Would that be would that be Sydney to the Max from Disney?
Possibly. So, yeah, I see on IMDb says Sydney to the Max. Yeah. Is it at Disney?
Yeah.
Also, I feel like she doesn't completely look like a grandmother either when I saw it. But maybe that's just my bias because it makes me feel really old. So,
happy birthday, Caroline. Yeah.
So those are our birthdays for today.
Happy birthday, everybody. Time to move on to the weekend update what's that?
I said thank you. It's not my birthday, but I appreciate it.
No problem. Very, very early birthday to you.
Thanks.
You're welcome. I won't forget it this year now because I already said it.
Fun fact, Danielle has to remind all her brothers of everybody's birthday, including her own.
You've never reminded me of your birthday.
Yes, I have.
Yours is like the easiest because it was on a holiday, so.
Though I have not reminded you in a very long time because I feel like you've been married for quite a long time now and it is your wife's responsibility.
Well, no, actually it's Google Calendar responsibility, so I'm pretty good at it now.
I made the mistake of not telling our younger brother birthdays because he was married and that will never happen again.
Well, that's how it goes. So happy birthday to everybody. And let's go on to the weekend movie update and see how they did. All right. We have 2 weeks of catching up to do here. Let's see where everything ranked last weekend. Number 10, How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World, $1.9 million. Number 9, Wonder Park, $2.1 million. Number 8, Unplanned, $3.2 million. Number 7, 5 Feet Apart, $3.5 million. Number 6, it was its first weekend, The Best of Enemies made $4.4 million. Now we're at the nitty-gritty top 5. 5, Captain Marvel, $12.4 million. Quite a difference from 5 to 6 there. Number 4, Us, that's the horror movie we talked about, $13.7 million. None of that money was from Danielle.
Nope.
Number 3, the sad movie, Dumbo, $18.2 million. None of that was from Danielle either.
No. Though I've heard from kids that it's good. So That says something if kids don't think it's that sad.
Well, probably adults think it's more sad than the kids.
Yeah.
True. Number two and number one were the new releases last weekend. We had Shazam and Pet Sematary last weekend released. What do you think is number one?
Going Shazam.
Good choice. Number two is Pet Sematary. Another horror movie. Another movie Danielle will not see. $24.5 million.
I might see that one. Not in the theaters. But I don't mind horror movies.
Pets coming alive and attacking you?
Well, like, so I won't watch a horror movie on my own because I just don't find that much interest in them, but I'm not opposed to them. So if I'm with people who like horror movies, then I'll watch them.
Oh, okay.
Like my friend, who is the serial killer friend, she loves horror movies, so I'll watch horror movies with her. Or our brother's wife loves horror movies, so I'll watch horror movies with them.
Huh. Have you ever seen the original Pet Sematary?
I have not.
Okay, good talk. Number one, Shazam, $53.5 million. Those of you that listened to the last week's review podcast I did with my daughter know that it's a pretty decent movie. Children like it. And I'm trying to remember. I think she gave it, her rating system was bubbles we did. So she gave it a 3 bubbles out of 5, and I gave it a 3.5 bubbles out of 5.
Hmm. Well, that's not that great, though.
No, but it's not bad. It was good. For me, my problem was it didn't meet expectations of what it was. My expectations were already set too high for this movie mm-hmm. before I went into it. And plus, my main thing of it was a little... it was almost like it didn't know what kind of a movie it wanted to be slightly. Because there were a couple of different tones that they mixed in through the movie. But other than that, it was a pretty good movie. So, and there was more bad language in it than I was expecting. But
how about the opening scenes, though? I thought she would have been super scared about those. Penn's office scene.
Yeah, that was more, that wasn't opening, was that?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, it was in the,
like the first half of the movie.
Pretty much in the first, no, it was in like the first 20 minutes for sure.
Yeah, that was the scariest part to her was she said the villain's I won't go into too much for people that already listen, but the villain's blue eye scared her. So like in that final battle scene, every time they zoomed in on his face, like she was like and she like would look away for a second because she didn't want to see that bluish purplish eye. And scene with all the with the deadly sins, the monsters that were in the office. That freaked her out,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that was so intense.
That was, that and was I wasn't super expecting. Scared. That's what I mean. Like, they mixed a couple different tones in that movie, which was kind of weird. Like,
with the exception of that scene, I felt like they did a very good job knowing that you're in a DC movie that's going to be serious, but trying to make it more friendly family. I felt like they did a good balance between the two, with the exception of that one scene.
Right. Yeah, I think they were close.
I felt like that one scene was just way off kilter.
That's
okay for a regular DC movie, but not the movie they were trying
right.
to
exactly
get at.
That's the closest they've gotten so far. They're starting. They're. I wouldn't say like a lot of people that they're on the right track, but They got one wheel on the right track. They're getting there. Half of the train's on the right track. So,
yeah, I enjoyed it though. I thought it was good. I love Zachary Levi, so I thought that was good. And after I saw the movie, I watched some interviews with him on YouTube and realized how much of like a superhero buff he is, which kind of makes me like him playing a superhero even more because he's not like he was like into it as opposed to it just being a normal role for him as an actor. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Here's my thing about that. I don't know how much I believe that anymore. Because
why?
that's what everybody says. Like, I've said it too. Like, oh, this actor says that they're, you know, they just seem like they're a superhero buff. They know about superheroes, or they say they are, or whatever. And that's become a thing. And actors realize that's what the fans want, and it makes them want to see that actor more and see them in the movie more. And so now I feel like they are acting to portray that type of a person when they might not be all the time. I'm not saying he is. I'm just saying, right, I believe right. there are people that do that. I'm gonna study up on this a little bit real quick, read a couple Wikipedia pages, throw out a couple tidbits here and there so people think that, and people be like, oh yeah, he's a geek like me, or he likes the comics too. Like, not, he's not doing this movie just for a paycheck. So people will like it more.
I agree. I definitely think there are actors that are like that. I don't get that vibe from Zachary Levi. I feel like he's genuine. I mean, from my expertise of reading people through YouTube videos.
So he's not a good enough actor to act that for you and trick you. I'm just kidding with that.
Well, he would be an excellent actor if it was fake, because he did trick me.
Right.
There are people who, like Henry Cavill, who I don't really believe are true superhero fans. I mean, like, not that they don't like them, but, like, aren't true, like...
Oh, yeah, I don't think Henry Cavill was, and I don't think he's ever really said he was. I think he's been pretty true.
I feel like he's said he was.
No, I think he loves it now. Now that he's in it, he loves the role, and he wants to be that.
Well, of course he does. It's given him some money.
He's only done, well, I guess he's done 3 movies now with him, but, I mean, he wants to keep on doing those. Like, a lot of people... Like Jesse Eisenberg, I don't ever want to do that again. Like, oh, I've had enough of this. I don't like being Lex Luthor. I was just,
nobody liked Lex Luthor.
What?
Said that's because nobody liked him as Lex Luthor.
I mean, he said that as soon as they were done, like, filming the first movie, pretty much. He's like, oh, it was just a one and done. He didn't even want to talk about being Lex Luthor or anything. But Henry Cavill was... like wrapped up in it, like, yeah, I'm like so pro Superman now. So I don't know. Anyway, enough of that crap. Nobody wants to hear that stuff. We'll move on to the crappy movies that are coming out this week, because get a load of this stuff. It is awful. There's like 2 good movies in here, in my opinion, but that's it. So the first movie coming out in the theaters is called After. It lists this as a drama thriller. It seems like a very big romantic movie. It's a romance novel turned into a movie, and it was a story. Have you read it?
No, but it is by what's her name? Judy Blume.
Oh, really?
I believe so. Maybe I'm
Judy
wrong.
Judy Blume's like a smaller kid novelist.
She's got some middle grade novels, but she's got some pretty intense teenage. But I might be wrong. It might not be her.
Well, it's about Tessa Young, who is a dedicated student, a loyal girlfriend, a great daughter, and she's entering her first semester of college. And her guarded world opens up when she meets this new boy, Hardin Scott, who is mysterious, a Broden rebel. He kind of reminds me of like a kid out of that Twilight movie I had to watch. And so she starts to question all that she thought and knew about herself and what she actually wants out of life. I watched the trailer. I don't get where the thriller part comes from it. It looks more of just like a very passionate romance novel.
So I was wrong. It's by a woman named Anna Todd. And I can give you a shorter description.
Okay.
It's 50 Shades of Grey for teenagers.
Okay, yeah, yeah. I could see that. Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's pretty much what it is. Super inappropriate.
The actors and actresses, the only one that I know of is Selma Blair, isn't it? Other than that, you got the main boy is Hero Finez, and the main actress is Josephine Langford. Samuel Larson is in there, and Pia Mia, Is she like a musician? That name kind of sounds familiar. Yeah, it says she's a songwriter and model. Pia Mia. All right, but that's after. So if you're going to go see it, let us know how it ended up being. If you thought that sounded bad, the next movie is called Little.
Oh, this one kind of looks funny, though.
Oh, Danielle, you were killing me here. Oh. Go ahead.
It looks like cheesy funny.
Oh, I didn't even smile. Actually, I lied. There was one. I can't even remember what part it was, but there was one small part in the trailer where I kind of smiled. Other than that, I was like stone-faced the whole time. But go ahead, take it away, since you think this one's funny.
It's like Freaky Friday meets Big. So this, like, I don't know what she is, like a CEO or something, who's like super bossy, super mean. I mean, obviously you're bossy if you're a CEO, because you have to be. But she's like super mean to everybody. And so she meets her assistant's niece or something, I don't know. And something that the niece says, because she's mean to the niece, turns the CEO into a child, like when she wakes up the next morning. And so now she has to go through life being a child until she can figure out how to fix the curse.
Yeah, like back, she reinverts to her like 13-year-old self.
Yeah. Nope. Like Freaky Friday style.
Yeah. So funny.
Well, I like Freaky Friday.
Two more movies coming out in the theaters. Woo! Four movies this week. The next one is Hellboy. I am going to see this. I don't know at what point, but I will eventually see this. There's not much to say. It's a comic book hero. comic book character.
He's not a hero. He's an anti-hero.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. Anti-hero. That's it's like a good bad guy or a bad good guy or whatever you want to say is what he is.
He's Satan's spawn.
Yeah, he is the spawn of Satan. And he comes to Earth, but he ends up doing good deeds. He becomes a good-natured type person, but still will go back to his whatever you want layer, we'll say, and slam some beers down and swear or whatever. I mean, I'm not sure that there's any swearing in this movie. It is rated R, I don't know. But yeah, I would imagine so.
Weird to have a R movie with no swearing.
Yeah. If they're swearing in Shazam. Yeah, I love the original two Hellboys. Did you like them?
No.
Really? Did you watch them?
I saw the first one, and I didn't like it that much.
Well, the second one was even
better. It just wasn't interesting to me. I honestly don't even remember them that much. Which one had, like, the Nazis?
The first one. It was, like, the origin of them.
Then, yeah, I'm pretty sure I only saw the first one. I might have seen, like, clips from the second one, because they'd be on TV, and maybe I was flipping through or something, but...
And the acting was good. You had Doug Jones playing Abe Sapien, the like fish man. The female character was played by Selma Blair. We're coming back around here. And Hellboy
the
was
old
played
one.
Right. Not and Hellboy anyone. Was played by Ron Perlman. Now we have Hellboy being played by David Harbour. I can see it. And we have Mila.
What's he in? I don't know him.
I don't. I can't say.
Then how could you say you can see
it? Well, from the pictures I've seen of him, he looks like he could be a Hellboy.
Of course he can. All prosthetics and makeup.
I mean, you gotta.
That's one of the dumbest things you've said.
Well, no, you gotta have the body figure, the right body figure, and you gotta have the jaw for Hellboy.
No, you don't. That's all prosthetics.
No, you still have to have it. You can't put prosthetics on me and
yes, you can.
Whatever on me and make me look like Hellboy. There's no way that's happening.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Have you ever seen the show Face Off?
No, I haven't.
Oh, I wish it was on Netflix. I'd tell you to go watch it right after this. It's an amazing show. It's no longer on, but it was a sci-fi Channel show, and it was like this competition for
makeup artists.
Yeah, I
know what it was. Yeah,
not makeup artists, but like character design, and they did makeup, but they did like prosthetics and stuff. It was amazing. It was really cool to see what they would come up with for each characters and stuff. Plus, they were like, it was not a typical competition reality show because they were like actually nice to each other and helped each other, as opposed to like hating each other and making fun of each other. But yeah.
Well, you could tell
me do that.
You could say that, but I'm not going to see like Tobey Maguire playing Hellboy. It's not going to happen. He can't pull it off. So,
well, because he's short.
But
if he was taller, he could do it.
And on top of this, we have Mila Jovovich, who is going to be playing Naimu, and she is from, those that don't know, the Resident Evil series of movies, which never really performed too well. I don't know how they came out. I mean, they must have made some money somehow because they came out with a bunch of them, but none of them were ever highly rated, especially for the acting skills in them. So,
she's also the girl from Zoolander, right? The bad girl?
No, I don't think that was her in Zoolander.
Oh.
I could be wrong, though. I could picture it. Yeah, it does have her list on Zoolander. Yeah, I guess so. That tall girl, huh?
Yeah. Danielle Witsigan.
So that's the acting on that. I'm not too excited, but I do definitely want to see that. And the last one coming out in the theaters is Missing Link. Have you seen anything about this one?
Yes.
All right. This one is about Bigfoot, basically. The missing link between
Sasquatch.
Yeah, Sasquatch. Well, what's the difference? Bigfoot, Sasquatch, same difference.
Sasquatches don't necessarily have to have big feet. I'm just kidding. I don't know.
But it's a not animated. It's like a almost like a claymation. What would you call this?
It looks claymation, but I believe it is computer animated.
I was going to say probably computer animated to look like claymation.
Yeah.
Okay. And so it's a kid's like comedy movie about him and the Sasquatch and man finding the Sasquatch and their journey along the way. So that's that. Do you have anything bad about that?
It's got great voice actors in it. It looks really stupid, but it's got great actors doing voices. So
yeah, it does look bad.
Like, it's got Hugh Jackman, Zach Galifianakis, Zoe Saldana.
I like all of them.
You know her. She's...
Oh, yeah, she's from Guardians of the Galaxy. That's right.
Yeah, and Avatar, and a bajillion other things.
I wouldn't know her voice, though, but she's a great actress.
Well, she does only her voice in Avatar.
Oh, I don't know. I can't remember. I can't. What, she's that main Avatar girl, I guess?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, and we have 3 movies coming out on Netflix. 2 of which definitely look like stinkers. The first one is The Perfect Date.
Oh, I'm totally watching that one.
I figured you would. A high school student creates an app to offer his services as a fake date so he can make money to get to college. So girls go on to this app and they could put in there, I want a date for next Saturday night and I want you to be dressed in 80s clothes or whatever they want. He made a joke. You've seen the trailer, right?
What, uh-huh.
He made a joke that the one date he was only allowed to say one thing. What do you remember what that was?
I don't.
Something like, oh yeah, you are totally right. Something like that.
Yeah.
Like, that's all he could say. No matter what she said the whole date, she put in the app that's all he was allowed to say back to her. So, I mean, it doesn't look boring, and it doesn't I was going to say it doesn't look bad, but yeah, it does kind of look bad, so.
It looks like a cheesy teen rom-com, and I'm totally into it.
Exactly. That's exactly what it looks like.
It is. Those are such great, like, I just had a bad day. I just need to put something on where I don't need to think, and it's entertaining at the same time.
And the stars, Laura Marano, Camila Mendez, Matt Welsh, and Noah Centineo. And I don't know any of them.
Well, we just talked about Noah.
We did?
Yeah, like 2 weeks ago, maybe.
I was going to, yeah, he does look a little familiar. Okay, well, what else was he in then?
He's in Sarah Burgess.
Oh, that's right, because I did say he was coming out with this movie, too. That's right.
To All the Boys I've Loved.
Yeah, he's like the new Netflix kid. Or I guess the first Netflix kid.
Oh my gosh.
Well, like Disney has like the Disney girls or Disney boys that grow up into, you know, they do all this Disney stuff and then they grow up and do whatever. Like he's going to be the Netflix kid, so.
Only he's not really a kid.
Well, teenager, whatever.
He was on Disney, though.
No, was he? Yeah. So they're stealing the Disney kids.
Moving on.
The next Netflix movie, and this one to me looks decent. It's actually a horror movie too. It's called The Silence. The world is under attack from creatures who hunt their human prey by sound. A teenager who has lost.
Wait, this sounds like The Bird Box. Netflix. Go on, sorry.
Bird Box is totally not the movie I thought it was, if you're saying it sounds the same.
Yeah, don't they have to, like, they can't see or hear them? I don't know. I haven't seen it yet. It's been on my watch list since it came out. Anyway. Go on, sorry. I interrupted.
So they hunt their human prey by sound. A teenager who lost her hearing at age 13 and her family now seek safety in a remote refuge. However, they discover a cult who are eager to exploit her heightened senses. Dun, dun, dun.
See, so maybe Bird Boxes, you can't see them, and this is like you can't hear them. So next time,
you can hear them.
They're going to do all five senses.
You can hear them. But when they hear you, they attack. That's how they find their prey.
So Netflix is going to do horror movies based on all five senses is what's going to happen. Sight and hearing, check, check.
Well, then if I watch this and I...
Next is going to be taste.
You could taste them coming.
Taste the air.
When the air tastes like a peanut butter jelly sandwich, you know they're around the corner. I'll probably, with my limited time, I'd like to end up watching this movie. So if I watch, I'll let you know. And if I do enjoy it, then I guess I'll have to go watch The Bird Box, huh?
I guess.
maybe since that's on your list, you'll eventually get The Bird Box and I'll eventually get to this movie, The Silence. And we'll compare.
Okay, done.
All right, last one on Netflix. Oh, this is a bad week. Who would you take to a deserted island?
Nobody.
I would not take this movie.
There's a reason I'm going there, and it's deserted.
I would not take this movie at all. On their last... I mean, I watched this trailer. I read this little blurb. I still don't understand this movie. It says, on their last night together, four longtime flatmates, so obviously they're not living here, they live in England. Four longtime flatmates' lives are suddenly upended when a secret is revealed during the course of an evening celebration. I did not get any of that from this trailer. Did you see this trailer?
No.
Oh my goodness. If somebody out there watches this trailer and it makes sense to you, please email us because it makes no sense to me at all. I don't know. There's not a chance I'm watching this movie. Not one at all. So if you watch it, email us at siblingjabber@outlook.com and tell us, was it crap or not?
Wait, I'm confused. Is it about four flatmates being in their flat, or is it about them going to a deserted island?
It says a secret is revealed during the course of an evening celebration. And I think they're just playing this game, like asking each other, who would you bring to a deserted island? And I'm guessing one of them, from what I've seen in the trailer, I'm guessing one of them answers with an answer that was unexpected. And everybody's lives get upended from this answer now. I have no freaking clue. This looks awful. This looks like a mess.
It sounds like it might be a mess, but you have intrigued me enough to watch the trailer.
Please do. I hope you do, so I'm not the only one that's seen this trailer.
Check. And maybe even I'll watch the movie.
Oh, God, please do. Do. All right. That is enough with our movie updates. It's time to move on to Word or Story. Word or Story time! Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, number one.
I don't know what that was.
Number one, juice.
juice box?
All right, ding, ding, ding. Number two, receipt.
I don't know. I guess it just makes me think of work because I got to turn in all my receipts and fill out forms for them and ugh.
I'll give you a quick one for this. I hate how everybody now, all cashiers now, ask you, would you like your receipt? Is it going to print out a receipt? Because if it's going to print out a receipt automatically, yes, I want my receipt. I don't want my information out there anywhere thrown in your garbage where people can go look through it or anything. Yes.
But a lot of places.
But if it's not going to print out a receipt, then no, I don't need it, okay?
Yeah. Well, a lot of places, though, they don't. Like, they press a button on whether or not you want a receipt.
I haven't been to these places because I literally tell them every time, I would like the receipt if it prints one out. Does it print one out? No. Okay, then I'm good. And I turn around and start walking away, and I look back, and the receipt's printing out, and he rips it off and throws it in the garbage.
That's super funny. For one example, at PetSmart, they ask if you want your receipt printed, emailed, or no receipts.
Yeah, Kmart used to do that.
It doesn't print any out.
Yeah, I like that.
Where else have I been that that's happened?
And that's why I like using my Apple Pay, too. Because not only is it safer, but no receipt prints out with Apple Pay. So, yeah. All right, number three, impress.
I don't know. I feel like I don't know. I'm the kind of person who likes to impress everybody. That's my story. Okay. Gets to know a little bit about me.
You're a people pleaser.
Not that I like to impress them. I just don't want people to not like me.
Right. Yeah. That's like my older daughter. She's a people pleaser.
Yeah.
Number four, broken. These are tough for you this week.
They are really tough. I feel like I've been thinking really philosophically lately. I don't know. Because nothing immediately comes to mind. And then when it does, it's all like.
It's all weird. In shapes and numbers.
Like, well, no, usually it's images. But today it's not even images. Like, I think broken and I'm like. After I think for a while, because nothing comes to mind other than spelling the word in my brain.
I see a B and an R.
The first thing that came to my mind is like, I was just recently at work. I've had like three situations where like, so I work with kids and I've had three situations where, kids have just come to me with like real life situations that they're dealing with. And I'm not talking like teenagers. I'm talking like first graders and fourth graders. Oh, wow. And fifth graders. And they like their hearts are broken. Like they're just, they don't know what to do to fix them.
Huh.
And it sometimes in my job, I like kids and I tolerate adults. and because there are adults that I work with who are like, kids just have the best life because they can do whatever and they have no problems. And I'm like, no, kids have real life problems that they're dealing with. Like,
yeah, just because their problems aren't the same as yours, their problems mean so much to them, just as much as yours mean to you.
Yeah. And even at that, they can be intense problems.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like with parents getting divorced is an intense problem. Like that's like, where do you live? Where do you go to school? Why do your parents not like each other anymore? Like, what, right. Is it your fault? That's major for an adult, let alone a kid. So, and I also have adults on my, who also just think the kids are there just to be cute. And that annoys me too. They were not created so that they can just be cute. So when I think of broken, I think the broken image that people have of kids, I guess.
Okay.
Philosophically.
Thanks for bringing us down a little bit here.
Oh, no problem. This is my brain.
Number five, bite.
I was in January, February, bit by a dog for the first time ever in my life. But it wasn't like, it was totally called for. Like, I had boots on and I accidentally stepped on the dog's paw. So its reaction was to turn around and bite me.
Oh.
But like the bruise / bite mark has not quite gone away fully yet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Just because I think like my skin's so sensitive, I get bruised if I like crawl along the floor for an hour.
Well, that dog showed you.
It did. I felt so bad.
Did he feel bad after biting you?
Probably not.
Okay. All right. Ooh. Now the true question is, what was the last purchase you made?
Ooh, I have an answer for this because I still feel guilty. On Wednesday, I splurged, and I typically don't buy anything entertainment-ish for myself if it costs more than $5. And
except for movies.
No, I don't even buy movies. Typically. Or I'll buy them at like the exchange, like a used store.
Oh, okay.
But I splurged on a YA lit subscription box.
Oh, because you already don't have enough books to read, I'm sure.
Right? I have so many books that I need to read that are just sitting there. I have a book addiction problem. It's pretty big problem.
I'm there. I have a graphic novel problem. So I told myself I would stop buying graphic novels until my pile of unread graphic novels goes down. And I bought two this week.
I was going to say, I told myself that too. I tell myself that every day. But also the library book sales coming up. Oh, I live for library book sales. Like, they're the happiest day of my life. Like, as soon as I get that email that has the date on it, I throw it in my Google Calendar. And I change everything in my schedule so that I can go to it.
Well, we'll find out when that is, when that's your last purchase you made on on whatever episode it happens on.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. So excited. Oh, I just love books so much, but I don't have as much time to read them as I used to. It's so sad.
I hear you.
Oh.
All right, folks, movie challenge at the end of the month is a kid slash family movie. I will be watching Speed Racer, and Danielle will be watching Vacation, the newer version. If you would like to reach out, you could on Twitter. I am at SupermanRoy12. You could do it on email, siblingjabber@outlook.com. You can also visit us on Anchor at anchor.fm/siblingjabber, where you can leave us a voicemail if you wish. We could play the voicemail here if you want to. Yeah, who knows? But best of all, leave us a review on whatever app you're using for us. You could just click on a star rating, or you can actually leave some kind words. Or not so kind words, I guess, if you wanted to. Whatever. Leave some words or a star. That's up to you. That's all I got for this week. How about you?
I got nothing.
All right. Well, everybody, have a fantastic week. Enjoy. And I believe we will be talking to you next week because we already have a scheduled time. Woohoo! Over a holiday weekend. What a surprise.
Mic drop.
Ba-pooch.
That was good.
That's my
beatboxing. Might have a career in sound effects. Was that beatboxing or was that the sound effect?
Well, it was a sound effect and I turned it into a beatboxy because that's how creative I am.
Oh, yeah. You definitely have a career in movie sound effects / soundtracks. Call them up, folks.
Somebody walking. Oh, no, I guess that's a cuckoo clock on.
That sounded like a turn signal.
There you go. I just make a sound effect and the movie producers decide where to insert it. They don't tell me what to make it for. I just start making sound effects.
You just make a CD of sound effects and none of them are titled. They're just track one, track two, track three. They're up for interpretation for
whatever
anybody.
You want it to be. It's like interpretive art, you know? Whatever you see on that canvas, you know, it could be whatever you think it is. Same with my sound effects.
Oh boy.
All right, I had fun. I hope you did too. Until next week, I'm Roy.
I'm Danielle.
Bye.
Bye. Through the wind and the chill and the rain, and the storm and the flood, I can feel his approach like a fire in the blood. And the fire in my mind, and the fire in my mind, and the fire in my mind, and the fire in my mind.
Until next week, I'm Roy.
I'm trying to think about it.
We'll try that one again.
Am I? Am I Roy? Am I Danielle? I don't really know. I'm someone, and I must be a sibling, because this is Sibling Jabber.